After years of planning and two decades of construction, the temple was ready to be devoted to God. Today's passage includes the opening words of Solomon's prayer of dedication as we continue our journey through the Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. He stood on the platform and then knelt down before the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said, "Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants who continue wholeheartedly in your way." Notice Solomon's posture. The great king, whose wisdom was known throughout the world, humbly dropped to his knees. This was not a time for sitting or standing. Solomon bowed before the God of heaven and earth, and notice his hands. They are not hanging limp at his side or are stuffed in his pockets. His hands are lifted toward the person whom he is praising. Posture, or the position of our hands during prayer or praise, is not a measure of our spirituality, but many times the posture of our bodies reveals the posture of our hearts. There's something humbling about bowing down, isn't there? There is something freeing about lifting our hands. And during Solomon's time of great praise, he chose to do both. Here's the main question for us. During our times of prayer and praise, what is the posture of our heart? Lord Jesus, may our posture of worship never be about outward appearance. And may our posture of worship never hold back a heart of humility and praise. In your name we pray. Amen.